主啊，感谢你再把我们带到你的面前，我们真是需要你用真理喂养我们的灵性，你用你自身的真道建立我们的信仰。我们恳求你今天赐福你无用的仆人，把你的真理传讲清楚，给众人以渴慕的心领受你真理的滋润，使我们信心靠着你坚固起来。求主赐福给我们对你的认识，使我们深知我们所信的是谁，好像我们见证的时候充满分量，充满能力。你与我们同在，你给讲理翻译的听的都同感一灵，你真理的圣灵运行教导我们，奉耶稣基督的名求的，阿们。我们这几次大概有12堂到15堂之间讲主导文。
We will spend about 12 to 15 sessions on the Lord's Prayer.
因为这是非常重要的。
This is most important.
因为这是历史上最伟大的祷告。
It is the greatest prayer in history.
虽然今天普遍的基督教没有认为主导文有何可贵之处。
But many Christians do not think of it as most precious.
那是因为每一个人以自私的心来决定什么叫做祷告。
This is because all of us pray with a selfish attitude.
而自私的动机就不是神要我的祷告。
Any selfish attitude cannot be of God.
所以只有当你脱离这种错误的立足点的时候，你才能真正明白神要我们怎么样祷告。
Only when you break away from such kind of a standpoint can you realize how God wants us to pray.
主祷文不是主耶稣祷告的文。
The Lord's Prayer is not a prayer for Jesus Christ.
印尼文的圣经公会说是我在天上的父的祷告。
In the Indonesian version, it says, this is the prayer of my Father in heaven.
Doa Bapa kami. 人家以为上帝也在祷告了。
So it sounds as if even God is praying.
这是基督教导神的儿女怎样向父祷告。
Actually, this is how Christ taught the people of God to pray to the Father.
观念要非常清楚。
You need to be very clear about the concept.
我们祷告神都就错了。
Or you will be wrong in the way you pray.
所有宗教最大的错误就是祷告。
The biggest error of all religions is in prayer.
因为所有的宗教都以为人不必教就会怎样祷告了。
Because everybody assumes that you don't have to be taught to pray.
你问佛教徒谁教你祷告？
If you ask the Buddhist who taught you to pray.
你问回教徒谁教你祷告？
Or a Muslim who taught you to pray.
我们就是祷告上帝了。
They say, well, we just pray to God.
先假设人早就会自己祷告了。
So you first assume that a human being know how to pray.
再假设我们的祷告一定是对的。
And then you assume your prayer must be correct.
所以这个共同的错误就是从自我的需要做出发点向上帝恳求。
The common error is that we pray towards God based on our personal need.
而我们自我需要做我们自己祷告的动力的时候，
But when you base your prayer completely upon your personal need,
我们都没有办法脱离自私的错误的动机。
You cannot possibly escape from a selfish wrong motivation.
所以有人在那边大声祷告，恳切祷告，你感动得不得了，你注意听的时候，发现都在为自己想。
So when you hear someone praying very fervently and you're very moved, you listen closely, you realize he's praying for himself.
都在命令上帝。
And he is always commanding God.
都在管理上帝。
Trying to rule over God.
支配上帝。
And to dominate over him.
主啊，你要听我的祷告。
Oh God, you're going to listen to me.
你要赐福给我。
You must bless me.
你要做这样的事情。
You must do this.
那是不是我们在神面前知道什么叫做在神面前？
Could it be that we don't really know what it means to be before God?
是什么我们知道我们是在神面前有自我的知识。
Do we have this self-knowledge that we are indeed before God?
所以我个人从小对祷告有很多的怀疑。
Personally, since young, I have a little doubts about prayer.
当我8岁的时候，就跪在上帝面前祷告。
When I was 8, I knelt before God and prayed.
那祷告会很多人就跪在我的旁边，不祷告，听我祷告。
And many people were near beside me and listened to me praying.
因为他们看这个8岁的孩子，哎呀，这么祷告，这么恳切。
They thought that this 8-year-old child is so fervent in prayer.
那当我们听他祷告的时候
，But when we listen to others pray,
我感觉这个有 something wrong, 不对的地方。
I thought something is wrong.
后来我就对祷告神学产生一个兴趣的自我研究。
I became interested in the theology of prayer and to study it.
后我发现祷告是宗教里面最大的错误。
And I discovered that prayer is the biggest error in religion.
而且是共通错误。
Not only that, a very common mistake.
Common error in all religion, the biggest error is prayer.
就是祷告是所有的共同最大的一个错误。
祷告的认识是错误的。
The understanding of prayer is wrong.
祷告的立足点是错误的。
The standpoint is wrong.
祷告的内容是错误的。
Content is wrong.
祷告的动机是错误的。
Motivation is wrong.
那么这些人就靠着祷告，在他们宗教里面实行他们的信仰的这个实践。
But through prayer, they then live their religious life.
They practice their religious life. 那他们在错误中间就这样过一生。
And they live their life in error for the whole life.
结果呢
？In the end,
我们到神面前。
When you come before God,
发现所求的不是神所要。
You discover that what you have called for is not what God wants.
我相信我们求的神不是那位真正的神。
And the God that you pray to is not the true God.
前功尽废的。
You would have wasted all your time.
所以宗教是最可怕的东西。
Religions, therefore, are most horrifying.
宗教的信徒是最可怜的人。
And religious followers are most pathetic.
但宗教的错失。
When a religion goes wrong,
没有纠正过来的时候。
When it is not corrected,
越顶层的宗教人物是最可怕的人。
And it will make religious followers most horrifying and terrifying.
今天最敢杀人的不是无神论者。
And today, the most murderous among us are not the atheists.
那是最有神论者。
They are people who believe in God.
以为是最靠近神、最热心于神、最蒙他的神悦纳的人。
And they think that they are closest to God, their God is most pleased with them.
这些人呢，都以为这是热心的侍奉。
And these people think that they are serving their God.
基督教一个很重要的人，最先发现这个事的不对的。
A most important person in Christianity first discovered the error.
就是保罗。
And that would be the Apostle Paul.
发现他所侍奉的上帝原来是曾经做人的耶稣。
He discovered that the God he served was Jesus who was once a man.
那过去的律法中间一切热心根本不是基督教的上帝耶稣基督所要的。
And all the fervency in his times under the law is not what Jesus Christ wanted.
上帝对人的救不是世界的国度，是基督对人心灵的救赎。
And the salvation of God towards man is not about the kingdom of man, but the salvation of our soul.
我侍奉上帝，我没有逼迫过耶稣，并逼迫过上帝。
I serve God, but I've never persecuted God.
但是这一位上帝竟然说我是逼迫他的。
But this God said that I persecuted him.
那我什么时候逼迫上帝呢？
When have I done that?
我是讨厌耶稣。
I hate Jesus.
那么耶稣问我为什么逼迫他？
But Jesus asked, why have you persecuted me?
所以这位我所逼迫的耶稣是上帝吗？
So can this Jesus I persecuted be God?
所以保罗真正觉悟到整个错误的时候，
When Paul realized his old error,
这是前人类宗教革命的第一步。
It becomes the first revolution of human religion.
后来他问了一句话。
And he asked a question.
主啊，我当做什么
？O Lord, what then shall I do?
主啊，我当做什么
？O Lord, what then shall I do?
这句话是所有宗教祷告的重点。
This is the central point of all religious prayer.
如果人是诚实、谦卑，在比他更大的神明面前。愿你明白真理，愿你追求的话，这句话是很重要的祷告。
And if there are people who are sincere and honest before a divinity, this will be the honest answer in their prayer.
但是次序是颠倒的。
But the order is upside down.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为所有的宗教所问的我应当做什么，后面就加上就可以蒙上帝悦纳，就可以得救，就可以上天堂。
Because all religion, after asking what then shall I do, will add on the sentence, because of that, I will go to heaven, I will
What shall I do in order to please my God?
我要做些什么东西才能够取悦上帝
What should I behave in order to go to heaven?
我应当有怎么样的行为才能够进天堂
所以这个呢我做什么就成为蒙悦纳的因我行什么就成为进天堂的根
And so, because of what you want, going into heaven or be blessed, you will do a prayer or do an action.
那么在保罗的这个宗教性的革命中间，他完全不是这样想。
But that was completely not the case for Paul's revolutionary thought.
我做的都是错的。
For he realized that everything he did was wrong.
我对上帝是逼迫。
That I persecuted God.
这位上帝是我不认识的。
This is God that I don't know.
今天我一定要承认他是上帝。
But today I have to acknowledge him as God.
因为他用大光照我，是光天化日之下比太阳更强的超自然力量。
For in broad daylight he shined a light brighter than the sun, supernatural one.
所以他说主啊。
So he said Lord.
因为他说这是上帝。
He recognized it as God.
然后他承认。 上帝啊，你是谁？
And then he asked, God, who are you?
谁问呢？
Who asked this?
教导人关于上帝说，神学家问上帝说，你是谁？
A theologian that had been teaching about God, asking God, who are you?
这个是不是最大的讽刺呢？
Isn't this the greatest irony?
如果一个科学家问说，科学是什么？
If a scientist were to ask, what is science?
那你就问他说，什么你会变成家的呢？
You're asking how come you are the expert.
如果一个音乐家问音乐是什么，
If a musician asks you what is music,
那你搞了音乐一生还不懂吗？
You say, well, you have been playing music all your life.
Billy Graham 曾经问他的同工一句话。
Billy Graham once asked his co-worker,
Please tell me what is evangelization.
告诉我什么叫做传福音。
他是布道家。
He is an evangelist.
问人布道是什么？
And ask people what is evangelism.
到底他是考他的下面的人呢？
Was he testing his staff?
或者他是不耻下问，原来他不知道什么叫布道呢？
Or perhaps he really doesn't know, so he humbly asked.
我也不知道，因为我还没问他。
I don't know. I've not asked him yet.
如果问他，我问为什么布道家问什么叫做布道？
If I were to meet him, I'll ask why would an evangelist ask what is evangelism?
所以当这个加玛列最好。最高级的学生保罗对上帝说，上帝啊，你是谁的时候。
And so when Paul, this most accomplished student of Gabriel, asked God, who are you?
这是宗教不攻自破的错误的自己的认识。
Immediately you expose the biggest problem with religion.
你在上帝面前。
For you are before God.
你承认你不认识他。
And you acknowledge that you do not know him.
你不认识他，你又敢告诉人什么叫做上帝。
But you dare to teach people about God.
这是人类最大的毛病。
This is the biggest problem of humanity.
苏格拉底活在世界上的时候。
When Socrates was alive.
他每天见到人都是问，问到你不好意思，你做人。
He will ask you so many questions that you feel very confused.
他如果见到警察。
You see a policeman.
哎，你是警察吗？
He will say, are you a policeman?
请问什么警察？
Tell me what does police
mean? 什么叫做警察？
What does a police mean?
就是做纠察工作，做纠正社会错误。混乱，这个反乱的这种社会的状况的这个人来治理这个百姓的错乱，这个叫警。
And you say a policeman is the person who will bring order to rule over the people's error.
苏格拉底就问：“那你自己没有错乱吗？”
Then the Socrates will ask you, "Then don't you have error?"
你怎么敢去弄别人的事情
？So how dare you go and rule over other people?
你跟你太太有没有吵架
？Do you quarrel with your wife?
那谁管理你的家呢
？And who rule over your family?
所以他就开始不好意思了。
And the policeman will be embarrassed.
你靠这个东西吃饭，你吃得平安吗
？Do you have peace by making a living out of this?
你自己的家都乱七八糟，你还管别人家，还要拿薪水
？And your house is already in a mess.
你到底是帮助人，或者依靠人，或者是害人，或者骗人呢
？Are you fooling other people? You're relying on other people, depending on other people.
你跟苏格拉底讲话，你一定输个拉队。
So you meet Socrates, you will lose in all your debate.
你一输格拉底的话，一定输到底，就是。
You will lose.
因为他跟你讲到，你没有话谈了。
Because he will be so good and you don't know what to say.
提到就落
And he will force you to corner.
只有两个可能。
There are only two possibilities.
承认错误。
That you admit that you're wrong.
谦卑下来。
And also be humble.
狗被挤到墙边，它反过来咬你一口。
It will force a dog into the corner. You turn around and bite you.
像苏格拉底这样的人一定要死。
That's why Socrates must die.
世界上的人受不了这种一直问问到没有路走的人。
People cannot stand someone who keep firing questions.
说的你没有面皮。
Until you are so ashamed,
没有身份
your status is lost.
没有辩论的可能
there are no possibility to talk back.
没有自卫的能力
you can't have self-defense.
给他脱光衣服，赤露露在大人面前
it's as if he has made you naked before the masses.
所以当保罗见耶稣的那一天
and so the moment Paul met Jesus,
就是上帝把人宗教外衣脱光，让人显露出自己多么败坏的一天
is when God took away our cloak of religiosity to show our decadence.
所以保罗马上改变他的祷告
and Paul immediately changed his prayer.
主啊
and he said, Lord,
我当做什么？
What should I do?
这个就是每一个宗教祷告的事情嘛。
This is what all religion wants to pray about.
但不同的地方在哪里？
But the difference is,
所有宗教的祷告，我当做什么，都是要得到上帝的悦纳，得到福气，得到得救，得到上天堂的结果。
People ask this question so that they can go to heaven, be blessed by their gods.
那保罗不是
，But not for Paul.
因为今天耶稣找他
，For Jesus sought after him.
不是因为他曾经做到什么
，Not because of what he has done.
行了什么善
or has done any good.
主耶稣的喜悦。
And Jesus is
pleased with him. 主耶稣来显现给他。
And so Jesus appeared to him.
他是逼迫耶稣的人。
He was a person who persecuted Christ.
耶稣对他说。
So Jesus said to him.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
那么我还爱你。
But I still love you.
所以保罗知道他今天先蒙恩，后明白当作什么。
So Paul knew that he has received grace first, then understood.
不是先明白当作什么才能蒙恩。
Not that he understood what he should do first, then get blessed.
你明白这个话吗？
You understand what I'm saying?
这就是归正神学不同的地方。
This is where Reform theology is different.
你同样在教会里做礼拜。
You may go to churches to worship.
你同样信耶稣。
And you are a Christian.
但是归正神学把很多事把因果倒过来。
But in Reform theology, the cause and effect often are turned around.
奥古斯丁讲一句话
Augustine said,
我祷告
When I pray,
所以上帝给我恩典
And so God gave me grace.
那这是说因为我祷告上帝才施恩吗？
Does that mean that because you have prayed so God gave you grace?
如果是这样我不祷告上帝就没有给恩呢？
If that were the case, if I do not pray God will not give me grace.
这岂不是说上帝是被动的吗？
Does that not mean that God is passive?
是我叫他施恩的。
I'm the one that make him give grace.
是我帮助他能行恩典的责任的。
I help him to fulfill his responsibilities.
这样呢上帝变成我宗教活动产生的果效。
And so God became a result of my religious activity.
他问两个问题。
And he would ask two questions.
我怎么会向正确的上帝祷告呢？
How would I pray to the right God?
我怎么会向他求恩呢？
How would I ask for grace?
是因为他先把恩典给我，我才懂得怎么求。
It is because he has given me grace first that I know how to ask.
是因为他先给我恩典，我才知道谁是真的上帝。
And because he has given me this grace, then I can recognize the true God.
找到真上帝是不是恩典？
Isn't it a grace to find the true God?
能够有正确的祷告是不是恩典？
Isn't it a grace to have the right prayer?
到底是上帝先给我恩，我才能到他面前祷告呢？
So did I come before God because he first grants me the grace?
因为我到他面前祷告，他才给我恩呢？
Or is it because I came to him first, then he gave me grace?
上帝啊，你是源头吗？
God, are you the source?
或者我是主动的，你是被动者吗？
Or I'm the one that took the initiative, you are passive.
转来转去。
And this question keeps surrounding him.
他得到结论。
And he had a conclusion.
神先开恩，我才能到他面前求。
That grace came first, then I could go and
Amen.
Ask for him.
你可接受吗？
Can you accept this?
这个叫 Reform theology.
Is this Reform theology?
The grace of God is prior to human response.
上帝的恩典在人的反应之前。
先施恩。
So he first gave us grace.
人才回应。
Then we can respond.
神先寻找人。
God first sought us.
人才求告他。
Then we call upon him.
神先拣选人。
God first chose us.
人才听得到相信他。
Then we believe when we listen.
神先呼召人。
God first called us.
人才传福音。
Then we will preach.
神借着人先传福音。
And through man, God first preached.
人才听到道。
Then you get to hear.
先听到道。
And because you get to hear,
产生信心。
Then you produce faith.
信心是从哪里来的？
For faith comes from?
从听到来。
Hearing.
所以是听到产生信心，不是我信就明白道。
It is hearing producing faith, and not because you have faith, then you understand.
那么我听了道，我才会信。
And after I listen to the word, then I believe.
我信了，我才会求。
And after I believe, then I will pray.
那么求告主名的就必得救。
For all who call upon his name shall be saved.
所以你不懂次序的人。
So if you are confused about the order.
当然得救，因为我求告主名嘛。
You say, of course I'm saved because I call him.
我跟你们不一样的。
I'm different from you.
你们不信主的人。
Those of you are unbelievers.
我是求他的人。
But I call upon him.
所以他就施恩。
So he's gracious.
保罗说。
Paul says.
如果你没有信，你怎么会求？
If you do not believe, how would you call upon him?
所以你的求是果，不是因。
And so your calling is a result, not a cause.
原来如此。
So, oh, that's the case.
所以我的信心使我能够求，感谢上帝。
So my faith enabled me to.
但是我信啊。
But I believe.
他不信啊。
He does not believe.
所以我才蒙恩啊。
So I'm blessed.
我是因啊。
So I'm the cause.
保罗再说。
Paul says.
你如果不听，怎么会信？
If you do not hear, how would you believe?
原来是我听了道才信。所以听是因，信是果。
So the cause is listening and believing is the result.
但是我肯听到啊，他去看戏。
But I'm willing to listen.
另外去旅行
went to the movies,
我来听到嘛
but I came to
我这样好的人谁会信嘛
So I'm good, so I believe.
上帝说如果没有人传你听什么
And God said if there's no preacher then what would you listen to?
先你的信也是因为听来你的听也是有人传来的所以你永远被动的
So your faith comes from hearing, your hearing comes from a preaching, so you're always passive.
但是他传要有听啊我没有听他自己不好意思表演
But you say, well, preacher need an audience, right? So I'm one of the audience.
那么至少有人传嘛
And so there are people who
所以因为有人传
Because he preached,
所以我们能听到
So we can hear.
保罗再问
Paul then said,
上帝如果不拣选人呼召人他怎么传
So if God do not call us, do not choose us, how would he preach?
所以从这方面保罗很像苏格拉底问到你一定输的
And so Paul, like Socrates, is very articulate.
输个烂对了
And then you will lose in the debate.
输到底了哈。
To the end.
那你到底在讲什么呢
？So what are you trying to point at?
神是万因之因。
That God is the first cause of all causes.
Amen. God is the first cause of all causes. God is the foundation of all foundations.
他是所有的磐石的磐石。
根基
的根基。
God is the original source of all inspiration.
那是所有灵感的源头。
所以结果呢，只把荣耀归给上帝。
And in the end, you can only give glory to God.
你不要归给传道人，你很会讲，所以我听得很好。
Not to a preacher and say, "Oh, you're very good, so I'm good at the sermon." But it's the grace of God.
所以 the grace of God is prior to human response.
所以上帝的恩典是先赐给我们，我们才能够回应。
The grace of God is all the sources of human faith before God.
他是上帝的恩典是我们所有人信仰的根基。
那么为什么给孩子施洗呢
？So why do we baptize a child？
因为神的恩典先临到他。
For we are saying
他还没有信嘛，怎么可以给他洗
？But he is not a believer。
他还没有信，怎么可以洗？
So、how
信
到
受洗的就必得救嘛。
For those who believe and baptize will be saved。
他怎么会信呢
？But how would he see？
一定要听到。
Believe
he had 他还不会听到。
But he's so young。
怎么可能会听到呢
？How is it possible？
因为他生在基督徒家。
Because he's born in a Christian family。
为什么生在基督徒家
？Why is he born in a Christian family？
因为他说：“爸爸妈妈，你先信主，我才生出来。”
Is it father and mother? You become a Christian, then I'll be born。
所以我盼望你把我生在基督徒家庭。
So I must be born in a Christian family? No。
这都是恩典。
All these are grace。
一个人被生在基督家庭
If you are born in a Christian family,
神把它放在基督徒的肚子里
It's because God enabled a Christian conceive you.
Grace of God is prior to human response.
所以是人的反应之前。
所以为婴孩受洗。
And so when we baptize an infant,
真正的神就基础，因为我们相信神的恩典先以人的回应。
The true theological foundation is we believe the grace of God is prior to our response.
你不要给孩子受洗，因为大了他反对主，你怎么办呢
？They say, well, when the child grew up, he may be against the Lord.
我同样的问你
，I will ask you the same question.
你不要给大人受洗，以后他反对主怎么样呢
？Don't baptize the adult because they can go against the Lord.
孩子受洗以后可能会反对主。
Of course, a child can grow up opposing God.
大人受洗后面有没有反对主啊？
But what about an adult?
有没有啊
？Would they go against the God?
不但有可能更多哎。
Not only possible, maybe more.
啊，事实上，一些最爱主的敬虔人，很多是从小受洗的。
Many godly people have been baptized as a child.
这个再讲下去呢，我们变成在辩论了。
But in the end, we are debating on topics.
圣经的原则
，biblical principles.
我爱上帝，因为上帝先爱我。
Is that I could love God because He first loved me?
大家说。我们爱上帝，因为上帝先爱我。孔子的大学的第一句话说什么呢
？Confucius in his Analects said，
知其先后。
If you know what the correct order of things，
这进什么？你们呢就还那全部了。孔子说什么？物有本末。
That all things has a beginning and the end。
每一件事有先有后。
That there is an order of front and back.
知其先后，这近道也。
If you know the correct order of things, you are very close to 道。
归正神学。
In Reformed theology,
明白什么是先，什么是后。
We understand what should come first and what should come next. God first give us the grace.
我才回应。
Then I have faith.
神给我听到。
God allow me to listen.
我才产生信心。
Then faith is produced.
神把信心的种子放在里面。
God first give me the seed of faith.
我才求告他。
Then I could call upon him.
神先拯救我。
God first saved me.
我才懂得爱主。
Then I know how to love him.
所以保罗这句话，主啊，我当做什么
And so when Paul called to the Lord, what should, then should I do?
不是所有宗教的祷告。
It is not like other religious prayer.
是反宗教祷告的祷告。
It is a prayer that is against religious prayer.
他是蒙了恩才说，我蒙恩以后，我应当做什么？
Because after he has received grace, then he responds and asks, what should we do?
你们至少有四次。
In the Bible, at least four times,
问耶稣说，我当做什么？
The people ask Jesus, what should I do?
才可得救。
Then I can be saved.
我当做什么？
What should I do?
可以得救。
Then I can be saved.
我当做什么？
What should I do?
可以承受永生。
That receive eternal life.
只有保罗说，我既然蒙恩，你救我了，我应当做什么报答你的恩？
Only Paul says, since I received grace, what should I do to repay this grace?
先后观念的革命。
This is a revolution in the order of things.
就产生了基督教的祷告。
And it produced a Christian prayer.
那么基督徒有很多以为他很会祷告。
Many Christians think that he can pray well.
祷告啊祷告。
And so we keep praying.
过来人家称赞你很会祷告，他更恳切祷告。
And people say, well, you pray well, you pray even more.
主啊，主啊。
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
主啊，你可怜我吧。主啊，主啊。后来他就逼上帝了。
So in the end, you force God.
我告诉你，祷告最多的错误就在基督徒里面。
I tell you, Christian pray the wrong way the most.
所以我讲主祷文。
So when I preach about the Lord's prayer,
我的心是很沉重的。
I have a heavy heart.
因为我有什么资格告诉你们主怎么教导我们祷告？
What? Why am I worthy to teach you how the Lord taught us?
我们自己的祷告是不是已经正确了呢？
Did we pray correctly?
这个祷告，
this prayer,
不是主在祷告。
It's not that our Lord is praying.
不是天上的父的祷告文。
Or the prayer of the Father in heaven.
是天父赐下基督教导我们怎样以上帝儿女的身份来对上帝祈求。
It is God the Father giving us God the Son to teach the children of God how to pray to the Father.
我以后这本书印出来的时候。
When we finish the transcript and print it out in book.
今天这些话就成为序文。
All these words earlier would become a preface.
宗教祷告的错误。
The mistake in religious prayer.
保罗祷告错误的错误。
The realization of Paul for his prayers.
祷告原则的革命。
And the revolution in the principle of prayer.
才进到圣经，基督怎么样教导门徒祷告。
And then you enter into how Christ taught the disciples to pray.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
主啊，恳求你赐福以下的时间。正如你已经引导我们前面的时间，赐福我们今天的聚会，与我们同在，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。我们再读马太福音第六章。
We go to Matthew chapter 6.
我们再念一次主祷文。
We want to read the Lord's Prayer again.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。
And we read it together.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们一同开声来读。
And we'll read it together.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复的话。他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以前，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祷告要这样说，大家念，我们在天上的，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇战试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。我们读经就到这个地方。我们在第一堂里面讲我们在天上的父。
In the first session, we talk about our Father in heaven.
这句话很严肃地告诉我们，我们是有对象的祈祷，不是打空气。
And this verse solemnly tells us that it's an object to which we pray.
不是喃喃自言。
It is not a self,
不是自我表达我们心里所需要的。
Or a self-conversation about what we need in our heart.
还是在为天上的父面前成名，我们有所要，有所求。
But it is before the Father in heaven that we tell him what we need.
不是我私人的神。
Not my personal God.
是我们共有的父。
But the Father of us all.
我们说我们。
That's why we say our Father in heaven. What sort of status do we have? We are His children. What sort of relationship do we have? A relationship of blood. That God in the Old Testament gave us that promise. That the person who is not my child will be considered my child. And I will be their father. That they will become my children. When this privilege is given to a created sinner, we become most princely. We can call this Almighty our Father in heaven. As a child of God, we come before Him. This is a status that is most honorable and glorious. Christians, do you not know that you have this privilege for you to live upon? When you say, Our Father in Heaven, you are not separated from God because of your sin. It is not that you are a creature, so you cannot come before Him. Because of salvation, He has given you His life. Because Jesus Christ is His only begotten Son, He has given you the authority to be the descendant. Christ said, My Father is also your Father. Christ said, The one who has the Son has the Father. Those without the Son have not the Father. When you see me, you see the God who has sent me. And if you believe in me, you believe in God who sent me. He is my Father, He has become your Father. Our Father in heaven. The creator of all things is my Father. You say, among all things, I am your child.
我勇敢的,
so boldly,
我真诚的,
sincerely,
我坦然无惧的,
without any fear,
我笃信不疑的,
complete trust,
来到我属灵父亲的面前,
I come before my spiritual Father.
承明我的软弱, 我的需要, 我的有限, 我的地位,
and tell him my weaknesses, my finiteness, and my status.
向你诉说我的需要, 向你要求你的恩典,
to tell you of my needs, to ask you for your grace.
我们在天上,
Our Father in heaven.
当讲完这个地位的身份以后,
after clarifying this status,
你就开始求了,
you begin to call.
第一句祷告的事情是什么呢?
The very first sentence,
不是我的需要,
not my own needs,
不是我的野心,
not my ambition,
不是我的理想,
not my ideals,
不是我的要求,
not what I demand.
第一句的祷告,
the very first phrase in the prayer,
就是我要全世界的人尊重你的名为圣,
is that I want the entire world to regard you as holy.
愿你的名为圣,
hallowed be your name.
My Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
在天上的父, 愿你的名为圣,
这个以父的名为圣,
that the Father's name is regarded as holy.
以父的意念为意念,
that His will become my will.
照着父的意愿去祈求的人,
that a person who called upon God based on God's will is a person that understands the heart of God.
我们在地上做老师, 做父母的人,
when we are teachers, when we are parents,
我们不是盼望我们的儿女, 我们的学生, 给我们一些钱财的酬劳,
we do not look forward to our students giving us money or our children giving us money.
那是普通的老师,
that kind of teacher are the shallow one.
或者最高级的教员,
not the best teachers.
我相信教员都需要生活的钱,
of course all teachers need to be paid.
教员最重要能得天下之英才而一知者孟子说第三的快乐,
Mencius say that you can find a really talented student, this is the third greatest joy in life.
所以一个钢琴老师,
like a piano teacher,
他问我说,
he asked me,
我有些人笨得要死, 怎么叫都不能够,
I have some students that are really really dumb,
但是这些人学习的精神, 好得不得了,
but they really work very hard.
他们弹踢一直错, 错了一直弹,
they keep playing the wrong thing, but they keep persevering.
我很讨厌叫他怎么办呢?
I really hate to teach people like that.
你还是叫他嘛,
I say, well, I have patience.
孔子说呢, 有教无类,
Confucius said you should teach everyone.
这些人有个贡献就是 就是给你吃饱。
At least they pay you.
你有这些人，你有薪水啊。
Then you have a salary because of the doctor.
你就叫他知道他快乐，他在家里不会因为小事情一直跟他丈夫吵架，因为跟你学钢琴，他脾气好一点，感谢上帝。
You should give thanks to God. They will learn patience from learning with you.
那么你要不要做满意的老师啊？
But do you want to be a teacher?
当然要了。
Most please, of course.
你要收一些有志、有恩赐、有天赋、有才干，但是没有钱来读的人，收他免费的教他。
You should find students who are very talented but very poor and teach them for free.
两全其美。
Then you would have solved your problem.
又靠教钱有饭吃。
You will be paid by the dumb students.
又可以建立一些天才，成为有贡献的人物。
And be able to nurture the talented to be contributors.
这个叫做家富济贫。
And so you are like Robin Hood, you know, rob the rich, give to the
poor. 有钱的人的钱拿过来。
You take the money from the rich.
帮助穷的人成功。
And help the poor succeed.
上帝也靠他们养你。
And God will use them to feed you.
培养他们
，and through you teach the talent，
就是这样
，and that's my suggestion。
所以呢，康德哲学家讲一句话
，Immediately Kant said，
天才不必教
，you don't have to teach the genius，
笨才教不来
，and the dumb cannot be taught。
那么教书做什么呢
？Then you teach for what？
教育的责任就是教普通人
，Education is meant for common people。
因为天才不必你教。
Because the genius are self-taught.
庸才教也没有用。
And a really dumb one cannot be helped.
你努力教一些普通人比较像样一点，也就是这样了。
And all you need to do is to teach the mediocre people.
我们在天上的。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
第一个祷告不是为了我的需要。
The first prayer is not for your needs.
第一个祷告不是我的雄心。
Or my ambition.
不是我的计划。
My plan.
不是我的野心。
My deep plans,
是我的上帝的尊荣
，but for God's glory,
上帝的神圣
，the holiness of God,
被尊伟大
，that it is to be considered holy.
当神被认真的当作神来看待的时候
，if you truly consider God as God,
当人被认真的当作人来看待的时候
，and we truly consider management,
你能把神放在神应当有的荣耀的地位。把人放在人应当有的谦卑地位，把自己放在一个应当永神一人的地位，你就是真正的神，真正的这个正人君子。
And you will truly live an upright life. You will put God in His place of honor. You put man in their place of humility.
两天以后，印尼总统大选就要揭晓了。
Two days later in Indonesia, the presidential election result will be announced.
三天以前，我很难过，很难过。
Three days ago, I was most sad.
印尼有三个很著名的牧师，用一个最大的礼堂，请几千个人来，在他们中间与他们一同庆祝 Bravo War 已经得胜了。
Because there are three most prominent pastors in Indonesia, they gathered thousands of people to celebrate the victory of Bravo War.
后来当场的时候，有一两个不出现。
And on that day, a few did not appear.
可能他发现不对了。
Maybe they discovered this is the wrong thing to do.
Prabowo 这一些人用钱收买很多人选他们。
Prabowo has bribed a lot of people to elect them.
但我知道这个最大的教会。
But I know this largest church, the charismatic church.
支持这一派的时候。
When it's decided to support them.
我没有权柄干涉人。
Of course, I cannot intervene.
基本人权是人存在的神圣的一个基础。
Basic human right is sacred.
是神赐给人，别人不可侵犯。
What God has given to mankind and not to be taken away.
那我难过什么事情呢
？But what was I sad about?
这些大牧师
，that these famous pastors
竟然任性支持一些人。
They are so stubborn to support some people.
违背大多数人民意的。
And go against the majority wish.
担心以后呢
？I am worried that in the future.
政府宣布胜的不是他们支持这两个人。
If the government announced that the winner was not these two persons,
请问另外的人的话
and another candidate,
那我的同工啊，你讲到还有人要听吗？
Then would people still listen to these co-workers of mine?
我的同工啊，基督教被外邦人羞耻辱骂的时候，你们怎样得罪，怎样可以对得起上帝？
And these co-workers, if Christianity is being laughed at, how would you answer God?
我非常难过，就是。
So I was very sad about this.
我没有权柄吩咐你选谁。不选谁
？Of course, I don't have the authority to command you to elect this person or that person.
我尊重你，一定要向上帝负责，照你所知道的原理，哪一个比较亲近圣经的原则，你可以选他；哪一个不照。 照圣经的原则，你不必选他。
And based on whether you think that the person has biblical principles in life, you are free to choose.
归真教会永远不会参与那实践的政治行动。
The Reformed Church will never directly intervene in political activities.
在中立的地位上才能成为世界的光、世界的盐，甚至劝政府应当怎样敬畏上帝。
And so in neutrality, we become the salt and light of the world, even persuading the government to fear God.
当教会走在一边的时候，
When the church takes sides,
我们岂不是要跟全国的民族有一半的人做仇敌吗？
It means that you will make enemies of at least half of the people.
我作为教会的领袖，
As a church leader,
我一定要很清楚这些事。
I must be very clear about such matters.
今天美国的这个主教是站在同性恋那边，甚至为同性恋的主教主持婚礼。
In America, there are many bishops that will ordain gay bishops.
他不但是站在错误的一边，
Not only are they wrong,
他是站在反对上帝的一边，
They are in the standpoint that's against God,
违背圣经的，
Going against the Bible.
做领袖的也很谨慎自己的精神、自己的立场跟自己的言行。
As leaders, you ought to be most cautious about your standpoint, the things you say.
所以我们今天祷告，
So today when we pray,
不是为我的爱好，
It is not because of your own hobby,
为我的利益，
Or your own benefits,
为我的需要，
Or for my own needs, Lord.
耶稣对你祷告第一句要这么说，
Jesus said the very first thing you say,
我们在天上的父，
Our Father in heaven,
向着求的第一句要怎么说？
The first thing you ask of him,
愿人都尊你的名为圣，
is hallowed be your name.
你才有资格继续讲下去。
Then you are worthy to carry on.
这样一个重要的问题来了。
The important question is,
为什么主的名要被尊为圣呢？
Why would we regard his name as holy?
为什么主需要人去荣耀他呢？
Why does he need us to glorify him?
我曾经很幼稚的想。
When I thought was very naively.
上帝说你们要荣耀我。
God say, come glorify me, come glorify me.
你们要尊荣我。
Like, come regard me as holy.
上帝好意思吗？
It seems to be kind of thick
skin. 如果唐牧师说，
If Dr. Tong say,
你们要荣耀我。
Come glorify me.
你们要常常尊荣我。
Always regard me as holy.
我会感到我不好意思。
I'm kind of embarrassed.
上帝怎么感到好意思，要人尊重他，要人有料他呢？
How come God is so bold, he want us to glorify him, honor him?
I was bothered by this thing.
我被这件事情困扰了一下子。
但是很久以后呢，
But after a while,
不但一下两下三下很久以后我在想一个更严重的问题。
But I thought of a more solemn issue.
上帝真的需要人荣耀他吗？
Is it true that God needs our glory?
上帝真的需要人尊他名为圣？
Does he really need us to say hallowed be your name?
请问上帝在没有人尊重他以前，
The question is, before anyone would consider him as holy,
请问他的名为圣了没有？
Is his name already holy?
请问他有没有足够的荣耀？
Does he already have sufficient glory?
Was the glory of God sufficient before anyone tried to glorify him?
在人还没有荣耀上帝之前，他的荣耀本身是不是已经足够了？
Was the essence and the substance of God's attribute is holy by itself?
而上帝本来的属性是不是已经是圣？
为什么要人尊你的名为圣？
So why we say hallowed be your name?
你不是本来就是圣的吗？
Are you not already holy?
你不是永远就是圣的吗？
Are you not forever holy?
你不是没有创造以前你就是圣洁的上帝吗？
Before you have created anything, are you not already a holy God?
永恒自我完全圣洁的上帝需要暂时被造被救赎的人去圣洁他的名。
So why would the eternal self-existing forever holy God needs the temporal creatures to consider him as holy?
这个是一个反照光的镜子。
For example, this may be a mirror.
我用太阳光反照到你脸上，你感到很刺眼。
If I were to reflect the sun ray into your eyes, you will find it painful.
转过来看到别人的，你感到比较松懈一下。
And if I shine to other people, you will be more relaxed.
太阳光从这里照射到别人，光就在他的脸上。
And the mirror is able to reflect the sunlight upon someone's face.
后来我转来转去厌烦了，
Turn it around, I got sick of it.
我就把太阳光转过来再反射到太阳那里去。
Now I will reflect the sun's light back into the sun.
从太阳来的光反照到太阳那里去，会不会比太阳更光一点？
So would it make the sun a little bit brighter?
这是不可能的事情。
It's not possible.
因为这个光本来就是太阳。
For the light came from the sun. 所以
当人荣耀上帝的时候。
Therefore, when you glorify God,
上帝不会因此更荣耀一点点。
God will not become more glorious because of that.
上帝的圣洁也不需要人尊他的名为圣，他才成为圣洁。
And he does not become holy because you call him holy.
上帝是永恒到永恒，自我满足，自我成全，自我存在。
For God from eternity to eternity is self-sufficient and self-existing.
所以他没有增加，没有减少的可能。
No possibility of increasing or decreasing.
今在永在的上帝。
Yesterday, today, forever.
昨日、今日、直到永远没有改变的基督。
Jesus Christ who never changed.
他没有转动的影儿。
There is no shadow of change in him.
他没有改变。
He has never changed.
也没有转动的影儿。
Nor does he have the shadow of change.
我曾经有很多时间想这句话。
I spent a lot of time once to think about this.
哲学里面没有人讲过。
You cannot find this in philosophical books.
所以文化里面没有人讨论过。
Nobody discussed this in cultures.
自我永远不改变的。
The one who has never changed.
所以他也没有转动的影儿。
We say in him there's no shadow of change.
什么叫转动的影儿？
What does the shadow of change mean?
光的面前。
Before the light,
任何一个体受光就产生反面的影子。
When there is an object, you cast a shadow.
所以这个体真的转的时候，影儿就跟着转。
And when the object turns, the shadow turns.
什么时候这个体可以达到一个地步，没有转动的影儿
？When would this object not cast a shadow that can move?
你知道吗
？Do you know?
就是当这一个体跟光同一的时候。
When the object is one and the same as the light,
当它自己就在光源在一起的时候
，When it is in the light,
没有转动的影儿
，There will be no shadow.
你明白吗
？You understand?
我相信可能你生下来到今天第一次听到这个事情。
Maybe this is the first time you heard of it in your life.
我跟光有距离的时候
，When we have a distance with the light,
光与我的距离产生了另外方向的影子的存在
，And this distance will produce a shadow.
但是当我跟光没有距离的时候
，But if I do not have a distance with light，
没有影子
，There is no shadow，
也没有转动的可能
，And therefore no shadow change。
上帝就是光
，God is light，
所以他不需要影子
，Therefore he does not cast a shadow。
光使受光体背后有影子
，And the light gave us shadows。
上帝本身就是光
，But God is light itself，
所以他本身就没有转动的影儿
，Therefore there is no shadow of change。
上帝本身就是爱。
He himself is love.
所以他不是充满怜悯而已。
It's not that he is loving.
上帝就是爱。
For God is love.
上帝就是光。
God is light.
上帝就是生命。
And God is life.
上帝就是真理。
God is truth.
不是说上帝有真理。
It's not that God has the truth.
如果有真理，有从那里来的真理。
Because if you say he has the truth, then where did the truth come from?
上帝有生命，谁给他生命？
If you say God has life, who gave him life?
基督教才真正明白这样伟大的事情。
Only Christianity understands such profound truth.
基督教的真理不是人想出来的。
For Christian truth is not a product of human thinking.
不是我寻找的时候产生的结论。
Not a conclusion that came about because you thought about it.
只有基督教的真理是神自己的一个启示。
Christianity tells us God revealed himself to us.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
不是指我们的上帝需要有人荣耀他，他才成为圣洁。
Doesn't mean that we need to glorify God, then he become holy.
当基督成圣的时候
，When Christ is
when Christians sanctified,
when Christians are sanctified,
we have the process of from a sinner being purified, being sanctified.
从一个罪人的身份，我们逐渐成圣。
God is not a sinner.
但是上帝不是罪人
But has nothing mistakes in his life.
在他整个存在是没有这个罪恶的
All light by himself.
他本身就是光
He need not to be purified.
他本身不需要被洁净
Need not to be sanctified.
他本身不需要被成圣
尊你的名为圣
So when we say hello be your name
你应当有的圣洁的地位承认归于你
It means that we recognize that he ought to be considered holy.
圣洁这个事情
This matter of holiness.
每个宗教的观念都不一样
Every religion has different concepts.
有很多宗教里面有圣品人
In many religions, there are holy men.
是很多太太的
that had many wives.
这些人有很多太太，这样不洁净，怎么会变成圣品人呢？
How can they then be considered as holy men?
因为他们的圣不是圣经所提到上帝的圣。
Their concept of holiness, of course, is not the biblical concept.
有教主有二十几个老婆。
So they are religious leader that has 20 over wives.
有一些宗教的领袖有几十个太太。
And some religious leaders have more.
他们下面呢还是这样膜拜他们。
But people worship them.
善男信女对他们毕恭毕敬。
And people are completely obedient to them.
因为他们的圣不是圣经中间的圣。
Because their sense of holiness is not the Bible's holiness. So Christian,
同样一个名词，不同的内容，你不可以混杂在一起谈。
They may use the same term, but you are not to mix them together.
我们在天上的父
，Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
圣经里面的圣是什么呢
？The holiness in the Bible.
甚至神的本质
is the attribute of God.
甚至不可侵犯的超越。
It's a superiority that is not to be reached.
其他不胜分别出来的本质。
The attribute that segregate from all things not holy.
分别为圣。
And so you are to be set apart as holy. 圣跟
分别是一定要连在一起思想的。
Holiness therefore must be joined together with separation.
Qualitative difference.
是质的分别。
不是程度上不同。
Not just about degree.
我有两个孩子。
I have two children.
你说你才两个，我有十二个。
So I have 12 children.
我说你有十二个什么
？I say you have 12
what? 我有十二只狗。
So I have 12 dogs.
从量来说，你比我多得多。
Quantitatively speaking, you have more.
但是我的孩子是人，你的是狗。
But my children is human being, yours is dog. So you cannot compare.
你说你有一百辆汽车。
You say I have 100 cars.
我说我有一架飞机。
I have one aeroplane.
暴乱来的时候
，When riot comes,
一辆汽车跑来跑去都在地上没有路走。
Your car gets stuck on the ground.
飞机一飞的时候就离开灾难的地区了。
But the plane will help me escape.
这个叫做 qualitative difference.
这是质的分别。
神不是无。
God is not material.
神不是有限的。
God is not finite.
神不是受造的。
God is not created.
神不是有物质的身体捆绑的。
God is not confined with a physical body.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
神是无限的。
God is infinite.
自存永存的。
Self-existing, everlasting.
他的圣就是他的超越性。
And so His holiness is superior and transcendent.
圣就是他的永恒性。
And His holiness is His eternity.
圣就是他的非受造性。
His holiness is the fact that He is not created.
人都尊你名为圣的。
When we say Hallowed be your name,
人都承认你是创造者。
We want all to recognize you as the creator.
你是自存者。
The self-existing one.
你是超越者。
The one who transcends.
You are transcending God.
你是超越者。
You are supernatural God.
你是超自然的上帝。
You are transcending all the time, space, and the creation.
你超越所有时间、空间跟受造物。
让我们尊我们的主为圣。
Let us regard Him as holy.
就是这样神圣、永恒、超越。至纯的上帝
，because that's who he is, a holy, eternal, self-existing God.
圣的观念还没有讲清楚以前
，but before we are clear about the concept of holiness,
许多宗教里面都是模糊不清。
Many religions are vague about this.
我们把庙当作圣所
，we think that a temple is a holy place.
我们把某些山叫做圣山
，and some mountains are holy mountains.
一些的地叫做圣地。
And some places are holy land.
一些的圣品人叫做圣人。
And some people are holy people.
圣地比旁边的地更圣洁吗
？But the holy land is it holier than other lands?
庙里面没有猫的大便吗
？Holy temple does it not have the droppings of a cat?
圣洁的山没有鸟的小便跟粪吗
？And holy mountain does it not have droppings of birds?
你称它为圣是根据什么
？So based on what do you consider it holy?
因为它是洁净的，是最没有细菌的。是最卫生的地方吗
？Is it because it's most pure without any germs？
它有一个特殊的位分
，But it has a special status。
人把这个意义加在上面的
，Because we add on meaning to it。
把它这个地方跟别的地方分别出来
，And segregate the place from other places。
别的地方是世俗人来往的地方。
We say other places are the common place。
这是我们分辨出来做宗教敬虔用处的圣地。
But this is a holy land we set apart to pray to worship.
所以当你提到我们的主在天上是圣者
，So when you say our Lord is the Holy One in heaven,
上个礼拜已经讲了
，Last week I mentioned this.
圣在，圣在，圣在
，It's holy, holy, holy.
他的圣成为他一切属性的基本。
His holiness is the foundation of all his attributes.
上帝是圣洁的
，God is holy.
他有圣洁的爱。
He has holy love.
还有圣洁的义。
He has holy righteousness.
圣洁的良善。
He has holy goodness.
还有圣洁的恩典。
He has holy grace.
还有圣洁的照顾。
He has holy providence.
还有圣洁的旨意。
He has holy will.
还有圣洁的命令。
He has holy command.
还有圣洁的要求。
He has holy demands.
人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
当我们看见这个世界的圣已经给人的观念堕落破坏以后。
When we look at worldly holiness already damaged,
你看你所有的宗教的圣都不是圣经的圣。
You recognize that all religious holiness got nothing to do with Bible holiness.
20th century 初期的时候
，beginning of the 20th century，
我已经对你讲过了。
We may have mentioned this.
德国人 Rudolf Otto 上个礼拜有没有讲
？Yeah, Rudolf Otto in Germany.
他提到圣的三大观念。
He talked about three concepts of holiness.
第一个观念叫做 the sense of greatness.
第一个就是有伟大的概念。
第二个观念就是 sense of awfulness。
第二个就是一个恐惧的概念。
第三个观念就是 the sense of mysteries，
这个神秘的概念。
所以奥秘性、恐怖性跟伟大性就变成宗教的圣洁的观念。
The three concepts of holiness is greatness, the sense of mystery, the sense of awe。
有些人败坏的不得了。
Some people may be very decadent。
对他们的信徒来说是神圣奥秘。不可侵犯的圣人。
But they have followers that think of themselves as great, mysterious, and awesome.
所以宗教的庙宇都是大的不得了的。
All religious temples are huge.
特别他们的母会或者他们的神圣的本部是很大的。
Especially the headquarters, usually a large building.
Borobudur 是很大的。
Borobudur is a huge place.
Angkor Wat 是很大的。
Angkor Wat most large.
我们看见 Mecca 的圣殿是很大的。
And the mosque in Mecca are very large.
你看见这个最大的庙都是人最崇敬的地方。
And people like the largest temple.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为把这个三个要素连起来。
For you will find all three essences there.
Rudolf Otto 到东方跑了一次以后
，After Rudolf Otto toured the east,
继承了三百多年以前 Montesquieu 的思想。
And he had the thoughts of Montesquieu 300 years ago.
The concept.Down from Montesquieu. Montesquieu 是法国的一个法学家。
There was a French legal expert.
这个法学家写一本书，按照当时的知识分子的要求。
And he wrote the book based on the intellectuals of that time.
书名越长越有学问。
At that time, the title had to be very long.
他的书名26个字。
His title has 26 words.
如果他说法律，就是笨人，你这个傻傻，没有什么学问。
If you title your book The Law, then you're quite stupid.
论到有关人类行为与法律关系所产生的性质、审判什么一大堆，这个叫做有学术的人。
And your book has to have a title that is very, very long. Then you're good.
Montesquieu 游了东方以后，回去做了一件事。
Montesquieu, after he toured the East, went back.
告诉西方欧洲的人基督徒一句话。
He told the European Christian,
你们不要关在象牙塔里面，自以为清高。
He says, don't trap yourself in an ivory tower.
你们不要认为自己是世界最聪明的人。
You think of yourself as the most intelligent in the world.
你们所知道的只有基督教。
You only know about Christianity.
因为你是有最高的启示、最高的信仰跟最高的认知。
And you think that you receive the greatest revelation.
你们知道东方有很多从来没有听过耶稣名字的人，他们过着比你们更和平的生活。
But you know that there are more peace in the East among people who do not know Jesus Christ.
他们有不同的宗教，他们也有永恒的盼望，他们的生活社会比你们更和谐。
And they have different religion, the hope of eternity, and they live a more harmonious life than you do.
在15、16世纪的时候，欧洲基督教的国家就彼此相杀、相争、相抢的地方。
Because in the 15th to 16th century, there were lots of wars in Europe.
所以他们在印尼的东部找到了香料。的王国
and these people discover spices in Indonesia.
无论荷兰、西班牙、葡萄牙、英国都要抢那些地方。
And so the Dutch, the British, the Spaniard, Portuguese all wanted these things.
基督教国家产生了许多很羞耻的战争。
And these Christian countries have shameful warfare.
当时的中国、当时的日本、当时的印度、当时的这个中南半岛。很多过着很平稳、很和平的宗教生活。
But back then there were peaceful religious life in China, in India, in Japan, Korea.
所以 Montesquieu 产生了一个新的观念，相对性。
And so Montesquieu have a concept of relativity.
不要绝对化你自己。
That you are not to make yourself absolute.
因为你最聪明。
To think you're most intelligent.
你最高超。
You are the best.
你比别人更优越。
Superior to others.
这就是一个罪。
For this is sin.
很多宗教的优越感使这个宗教犯了一个自己不知道的罪恶。
Many religion have a sense of superiority and they make mistakes and sin.
不能因为相对性存在是必要的，就否认有绝对的可能。
But just because you think that there is a need for relative answer doesn't mean that the absolute does not exist.
到现在还是接受基督教的信仰是绝对的。
And today, I still believe Christianity is absolute.
在绝对跟相对中间，怎么样取得一些合理的平衡
？How do we find a reasonable harmony then?
我们要让相对的以相对的精神去处理它。
We need to have a spirit of relativity to treat relative issues.
绝对的精神去接受绝对的原则。
But with absolute spirit, deal with absolute principles.
绝对的信仰中间，怎么样相对的与别人和好？这是智慧的问题。
You need wisdom to figure out how to balance the two.
不是妥协的问题。
Not a question of compromise.
所以过了几百年以后
，So a few hundred years later,
Montesquieu 传下来的相对的观念
，The concept of being relative by Montesquieu
到了赫格尔的哲学里面
，By the time we reach Hegel,
就变成专以绝对的名词解释相对事情的一个原理。
It becomes a principle where you use absolute terms to describe relative things.
你们都知道，赫格尔最爱用的一个字就是 absolute Geist.
And Hegel used the word absolute Geist.
德国的词的意思就是绝对精神。
The German term means an absolute spirit.
到赫格尔所讲的绝对精神到底要指什么东西呢
？And what sort of absolute spirit was he referring to?
他就是要指上帝。
He was referring to God.
上帝是绝对精神。
That God is an absolute spirit.
绝对精神在历史历代中自我表演、自我运动、自我改变、自我成全。
But he says that throughout history, this absolute spirit expresses himself in many different ways.
所以用什么办法
？Use what ways?
正、反、合三种形式来发展自己。
With thesis, antithesis, and synthesis.
So the absolute spirit.Actualize himself through the principle of a thesis, antithesis, and become synthesis. The synthesis become the second rule of the thesis, and going on forever and ever. This is the development of the changing God.
他相信上帝是改变性的，以正反跟合的这个循环一直在演变下去。
他又认为自己是比基督教。有史以来所有的神学家更真正明白三位一体的上帝。
And he think of himself as the one who understands the triune God more than many theologians.
所以说圣父就是那个 thesis.
And so he says God the Father is the thesis.
圣子道成肉身变成一个 antithesis.
And God the Son become an antithesis.
圣灵就变成 synthesis.
And the Holy Spirit the synthesis.
他用这个办法来讲什么叫做相对界里面绝对精神的自我演化。
And he talked about how the absolute spirit expresses himself in a relative world.
后来被马克思接触的一元论的社会发展的精神。
And Karl Marx then adopted it to have the monotheistic concept.
那么这个 monism,
monism,
the development of monism in the history through the thesis, antithesis, and dialectical synthesis. 所以呢，这个辩证法就变成。这个马克思把唯物论结合起来的共产主义。
And so in the end, you have communism that match all these things with materialism.
好，所以最多用绝对的这个字就是赫格尔。
And Hegel used the word absolute most.
赫格尔要表达的不是绝对，是相对。
But he wanted to express relative issues.
那么从哲学来看
，So from the angle of philosophy,
赫格尔又继承了相对这个事情。
Hegel inherited the concept of relative.
Rudolf Otto 的时候。
By Rudolf Otto,
他就盼望大家在相对的宗教世界里面找到一个很绝对的共同的 idea.
He wanted to find a common idea in the relative religious world.
什么叫做宗教的神圣
？So he asked, "What is religious divinity?
什么叫做圣洁
？What is holiness?"
这就是 the sense of mystery,
so
the sense of awfulness, and the sense of greatness 并在一起。
这三个东西就是神秘性、伟大性跟。这个奥秘性。
当我们说愿你的名为圣的时候
，And so when we say hallowed be your name，
我们到底在讲什么
？What exactly are we talking about？
现在很多的基督徒根本没有心好好听到。
Many Christians do not want to listen to sermon properly。
最好说讲到了很多故事比喻很好笑，回去肚子痛啊！今天讲到讲得很好。
We like a preacher who make us stomach ache because we laugh so much.
基督教就会败坏在这些人的手里面。
Christianity will be lost upon the hands of these preachers.
真心思想。
Let us think about this carefully.
细细研讨。
And study it in detail.
我们的信仰到底是怎么样
？What our faith is all about.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿你名为圣。
May your name be holy.
上个礼我们讲到了很多的圣的观念，不是圣经的。
And we talk about how many concepts of holiness did not come from the Bible.
回教徒的创办人几十个太太。
And so the founder of Islam has many, many wives.
摩门教异端的创办人几十个太太。
And the founder of the heretical Mormons has many wives.
真正在历史上彰显作为唯一的圣者，就是道成肉身。
The only holy one manifesting himself in history is Jesus Christ coming in the flesh.
基督徒真正觉悟，也真正认定我们的主是上帝唯一的圣者的时候。
When we truly recognize our Lord as the only holy one,
我们才能在这个世界上成为他的光，成为他的盐。
And we can indeed be his salt and light in the world.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
上个礼拜我不知道有没有跟你讲到摩西最后的一段。
Last week I want 有讲。
上帝说你上山去吧。
That God told Moses to go to the mountain.
一个120岁的人要爬到高山。
He was 120 years old. He had to climb high.
很残忍的要求。
A most cruel
就是非常苛刻的一个命令。
A very stern command.
摩西一定要顺服。
And Moses was obedient.
到山上去的上帝说：“你看吧，迦南美地就在你的前面。”
And God said to him that the promised land of Canaan is right before you.
我已经把这个应许的地赐给你以色列人他们的子孙。
I have given this to the Israelites and their descendants.
你可以看，你不能进去。
You can look at it, but you can never enter it.
上帝这么严格的刑罚是为什么呢
？And why did God punish him so strictly?
一件事。
One thing,
因为你没有在百姓面前尊我为圣。
For before the people, you did not regard me as holy.
所以你从新约圣经回顾到旧约的时候
，When the New Testament looks back at the old,
你看见尊主的名为圣，原来是这么重大、这么有关系的一个关键。
You will see that it's so important to consider God as holy.
赐福给我们
，May God bless us all.
所以神的儿女
，That as children of God,
先尊主的名为圣。
The first thing we do is say, "Hallowed be your name."
发出这样的祷告，愿人。都尊你的名为圣。
Then we can say, may all people consider you holy.
今天我要讲到第三句话，第二个祷告。
The third sentence.
上帝啊，愿人尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
接下去的祷告是什么
？And then the next phrase.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
愿你的国降临在这个地上。
May your kingdom come upon the earth.
这句话真正要表达的是什么
？What is this phrase all about?
上帝啊，我要的是你的主权。
Oh God, I want your sovereign will.
上帝啊，我要顺服的你的命令。
I want to be obedient to your command.
上帝啊，我要受治理以你的原则。
I want to be ruled by your principles.
上帝啊，我要你做我的王。
I want you to be my king.
你做我的主。
My Lord.
你做我的神。
My God.
所以说，愿你的国降临。
And so you say, your kingdom come.
你越研究主祷文的时候。
The more you study the Lord's Prayer.
你发现这是多么神圣，多么威严。多么尊贵的一个祷告词
You will find this prayer the most holy, the most awesome.
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
接下去 Thy kingdom come.
你的国降临。
今天的世界是怎么样的世界
What sort of world do we have?
今天的国度是怎么样的国度
What kind of kingdoms do we have?
Sir Arnold Toynbee, 英国二十世纪最大的历史学家。
The greatest British historian Sir Toynbee
讲一句话,
said,
"The 6,000 years of human society history is to prove only one word in the Bible."
在整个人类六千多年的历史，只证明圣经的一句话。
What is that word?
那句话是什么
？The wages of sin is death.
就是罪的工价乃是死。
Human understanding.
的人的知识。
In human government.
在人的国度里面。
Human culture.
在人的文化里面
human religion,
在人的宗教里面
human society,
在人的社会里面
only prove that man cannot govern over man.
只证明一件事情就是我们没有办法来治理彼此
The kingdom of this world is not perfect.
世界上的国度不是完全的
所以耶稣基督教导我们祷告愿你的国降临
So Jesus taught us to pray your kingdom come
我自学有一个习惯
When I study, I have this habit.
每几年我会专注一门的学问。
Every few years, I want to focus on a certain field and to learn as much as I can.
是神学,
whether it's theology,
是哲学,
philosophy,
或者是宗教学,
religiosity,
或者是心理学,
psychology,
或者是行为学,
or behavior pattern,
无论是历史,
whether it's history,
中国的古董,
Chinese antiques,
音乐,
music.
我一步一步, 一门一门的进修。
What I study is step by step, sentence, field by field.
决定这三年,
and I decide for next 3 years.
中国历史。
I want to study Chinese history.
我要好好研究中国历史。
And study it very well.
作为中国人。
As a Chinese.
作为普世公民。
As a citizen of the world.
圣经的原则来观看中国历史怎么演进。
I want to look at Chinese history's progression by biblical principle.
几十本书拿来翻看的时候。
When I was reading tens of these books.
一个观念是非常失望。
The first concept is I was most disappointed.
在二十多岁讲了一句话。
When I was in my 20s, I said,
中国历史每个朝代都是轰轰烈烈的走上历史的舞台。
I said that Chinese dynasty always appear with grandeur.
Start with a very grandeur scenery. 结果呢都是凄凄惨惨的布下历史舞台。
But in the end, they all fail miserably.
从夏朝开始。
From Xia dynasty.
要用商汤去把它结束掉。
And it has to be gotten rid of by 商汤。
夏桀已经是最败坏、最残暴的一个暴君。
And the emperor was most cruel.
商汤起来的时候。
And when 商汤 arose,
整个中国人心的盼望。
It became a new hope for Chinese.
商纣王又变成最残忍、最凶暴的独裁。
But when he became emperor, he became a most cruel dictator.
周文王再把他结束掉了。
And 周文王 got rid of him.
周朝不像商人好鬼。
And Zhou dynasty did not worship the devils like the previous one.
不像夏桀跟商纣的凶暴。
Or have cruelty like the previous dynasty.
他们以礼待人。
They had good mannerism.
以礼建立社会。
And built up the society that way.
以礼进行宗教仪式。
And have religious rituals that way.
这个朝代就变成中国历史最长的朝代，延绵从西周、东周，一共有八百多年。
And the dynasty existed 800 over years.
直到战国结束的时候
，until the warring nations ended.
秦始皇把六个国并吞了，统一中国，周朝才结束。
And they were destroyed because 秦始皇 united all of China.
但是秦始皇的残暴一点没有输给夏桀跟商纣。
But the cruelty of 秦始皇 was not worse than the previous two.
宗父
was worse than the previous two.
吕不韦劝他一句话语。
And one of his officials persuaded him.
His 宗父英文叫做我也不知道宗 father.
His sound like godfather.
好像那样。
Yeah, like godfather.
可能就是他的孩子。
Maybe it's his own son.
不伦不类生下来的。
From an illicit relationship.
用野心把他做成一个新的皇帝。
And make him a new emperor.
自己可以在后面控制。
To control the situation.
结果呢，这个宗父养的是一只老虎。
But in the end, he had a tiger for a son.
所以秦始皇是雄心大志。
秦始皇 was most ambitious.
没有人可以过问。
No one can rule over him.
没有人可以支配。
He was a dictator.
但秦始皇实在是千古第一帝。
But he was indeed the very first emperor.
他气魄太大了。
Who was most grand.
雄心太盛了。
With great ambition.
他的独裁，他的才气实在是过千千万万的人。
And he was most talented above most people.
但他凶暴起来的时候。
But when he was cruel,
又是没有人可以劝的。
He was a cruelty that cannot be stopped. When he was superstitious,
没有人可以影响的。
No one can influence him.
他所信托的人。
The people he trusted,
没有人可以改变他的。
None could change.
所以秦始皇是最大、最勇猛的君王。
So he was an emperor that was most fierce and most courageous.
也是最笨、最糟糕的一个人。
But at the same time, most foolish.
为什么秦始皇很糟糕呢？
Why do we say he's most terrible? 因为
他最相信的人叫做赵高。
He believed a person called 赵高。
赵高是中国历史最坏的人之一。
One of the worst human beings in Chinese history.
李斯是历史上最笨的人之一。
And 李斯 one of the dumbest.
李斯统一了中国七国的文字。
But they brought about unity in the languages.
变成比较简单的篆书。
To become a language system that's simpler.
李斯自己又是一个很好的书法家。
And he himself is a good calligrapher.
当沙丘的地带，秦始皇蚩尤死在中间的时候。
When 秦始皇 went into Chaozhou the area,
他们两个人就想，如果秦始皇的大孩子扶苏做皇帝的话
，and 秦始皇 died, so they think that if his elder son took over,
这个人是不容易控制的
，very hard to control this.
这两个人就为自己的益处
，and for their own benefit,
他们盼望修改秦始皇的遗诏书
，they wanted to change the will of 秦始皇
，B, 扶苏自杀
，and force the crown prince to kill himself.
扶苏看见这个遗书被念出来的时候。
When the will was read out,
他满头露水。
The crown prince was most confused.
我的爸爸叫我自杀吗
？My father commanded me to kill myself.
我不是应该是皇太子吗
？Shouldn't I be the crown prince?
一面流泪，一面大声呼喊：“爸爸，你这么伟大，我顺服你的命令，就把剑刺自己而死。”
And he killed himself because he called upon his father.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那个遗书被修改过了。
For the will has been changed.
把第十四子代替第四子。
The 14th prince took over as the fourth prince.
第十四子叫做胡亥。
The 14th prince is called
胡亥，就是胡闹的孩。
Which is a person who was
这个傻的要命的孩子。
Quite stupid.
为什么做皇帝呢
？Why did he become emperor?
因为赵高可以控制他。
So that he can be controlled by 赵高。
所以你看呢，最伟大的人，信任最不可靠的人，结果江山就完全付出了。
So you can be very great, but if you trust in the wrong person, you lose it all.
吕不韦劝秦始皇说。你不要这样多杀人，你不要这样残暴，好不好
？And so when 秦始皇 was persuaded not to be so cruel and kill so many people，
你要知道周朝能延绵八百多年，因为他们以礼治国，以礼行事。
He was told that Zhou dynasty could last 800 years because they treated people well with mannerism.
秦始皇回答吕不韦一句话。
And 秦始皇
那么这么伟大的周朝现在在哪里啊
？Where is this great Zhou dynasty then？
啊，也灭亡了。
It also fell.
既然这样，不必劝我。
So if that were the case, don't have to persuade me.
用礼治国八百年也要消灭。现在用我的办法治国，你不必再管我。
Since you use mannerism, they still fall. So use my own method now.
结果呢
？In the end,
他以为他胜过了齐国。
Because he had military victory.
胜过了历史。
And had victory over history.
胜过了周朝。
And over the Zhou dynasty.
统一全中国。
And rule over China.
建立了最伟大的兵马俑。
And built the greatest terracotta warrior group.
兵马俑有八千多具。
There are 8,000 over sets.
没有一具的面孔跟第二具是相同的。
Every single one completely different from another one.
这完全不是先做模然后照样炮制的。
It is not a mass produced piece of art.
它是按照每一个人不同的面孔特别。Special order, 一个一个独立的。
Every single terracotta warrior is unique by itself.
那美国政府说可以我买一个吗
？The American government said, "Let's buy one."
我们的博物馆永远尊重中国文化。
We can put in our museum.
我们给你$500,000。
We give you $5 million.
北京的政府说不。
The Beijing government said, "No."
我们这些军队个个不一样，一个也不能离开中国。
We cannot let even one leave China.
So there is no exit permit for the terracotta soldier.
没有一个准证让你可以拿走。
500万算什么
？$5 million nothing.
这一方面来看，中国政府很有骨头。
So in this area, they have a good attitude.
所以还在西安。
So it's still in 西安。
临潼县。
In the place,
坑的里面
in that big giant hole.
有人去看过的请举手。
Any one of you been there?
有的是在这边看过，因为借几个来这边展览。
A few was borrowed here.
这个 terracotta soldier 是很伟大的。
It's a great piece of art.
但是我告诉你
，But I tell you,
秦始皇用了几十年争到的中国的统一，他死了以后15年，完全泡汤了。
After decades of hard war, within 15 years, his empire fell.
他的孩子被杀。
His child was killed.
另外一个他的孙子来做皇帝。
His、grandson become emperor.
这个人变成非常惧怕，到处求情，变成像乞丐一样求可以存活，还是被杀死。
A very timid emperor that asked everybody for mercy. In the end, he too was killed.
这个世界的国是什么国
？So what kind of kingdoms do we have in the world?
新加坡不错吧
？Yeah, well, Singapore quite good.
自从新加坡建了 casino， 我就看不起你们的政府了。
But since you built a casino, I look down on your government.
你们不过是罪人，要治理别的罪人。
You are sinners ruling over sinners.
你们为了金钱，很多原则都妥协了。
Because of money, you compromise your principles.
这是我一生做人所不能接受的事情。
I cannot accept this in my own life.
我这一生没有老板。
I don't have boss in my life.
除了侍奉一位主，我的上帝。
I only serve one Lord, my God.
我今这一生建立教会。
In my life, I build churches.
我的教会可以抵抗所有错误的潮流。为神的家 振作起来。
I want my church to fight over all the wrong teachings, to fight for the common God.
我知道我是人。
I know I'm a human being.
我们教会是人组成的。
My church is made of human beings.
我们的社会是罪人的社会。
We are living among sinners.
国家统治的都是罪人。
And our rulers are all sinners.
所以我们要这样祷告。
So we need to pray like this.
我们在天上的。
Our Father in heaven.
人人都尊你的名为神。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
为什么人需要国？
Why do we need a kingdom?
因为罪人需要治理。
Because sinners need to be ruled over.
为什么需要治理？
Why do you need to be ruled over?
人成为罪人。
Because we become sinners.
为什么人成为罪人？
Why do we become sinners?
因为人有神给他的形象样式，有自主的自由权。
We have been given freedom, made in the image and likeness of God.
亚当犯罪的时候，
When Adam sinned,
神对人类的第一句问话，
The first question that God gave to humanity.
什么问话呢？
What question was that?
你在哪里？
Where are you?
当亚当犯罪以后，
After Adam sinned,
罪性传到他的孩子身上。
The sin is given to his children.
大孩子杀死他的第二个孩子。
So his elder son murdered the second one.
上帝对亚当的下一代第一句问话是什么呢？
And towards the next generation, the first question that God gave.
他的爸爸说你在哪里？
To the father, God said, where are you?
对他的孩子说你的兄弟在哪里？
But to the children, he asked, where is your brother?
创世纪第三章跟第四章延展出来人类历史的开端。
We see human history from Genesis 3 to Genesis 4.
The development of the primitive, very primitive society of a human being. The first question is, where are you?
第一个问题是你在哪里？
The second question, where is your brother?
第二个问题是你的弟兄在哪里？
当上帝问亚问该隐，你的兄弟在哪里的时候？
When God asked Cain, where is your brother?
我岂是看守我兄弟的？
He said, am I my brother's keeper?
你为什么问我兄弟在哪？
Why do you ask me?
一个罪人不但不悔改的，还有强辩。
A sinner will not repent and will still debate with you.
上帝跟你强辩说啊，对不起，对不起，会这样吗？
Will God say, oh, sorry?
上帝说，
God said,
该隐，
Cain,
你杀你的兄弟。
You have killed your brother.
你的弟弟的血从地里面已经发出控告你的声音到我的台前。
Your brother's blood from beneath the earth is calling out upon me.
Do you think I don't know what you have done?
你知道你你认为我不知道你在做什么吗？
Do you think you can cheat me with your freedom?
你以为你用你的自由能够欺骗我吗？
Do you think you can hide all you have done with your deceitful mind?
你以为你以你的方式能够掩盖所有的东西吗？
该隐，该隐，
Cain,
你弟弟亚伯的血。
Your brother Abel's blood.
泥土里面已经向我控告你。
From the earth has called out to me.
希伯来书告诉我们。
So the book of Hebrews says.
亚伯虽然已经死了。
Although Abel has died.
人就说话。
But he still speaks.
你注意听下面两句话。
Take note of the next two sentences.
一个有永恒的价值观的人。
A person who has a concept of eternity.
死了以后还会说话的。
After he died, he can still speak.
一个不懂得永恒价值观的人。
But a person who does not know eternal value.
或者已经死了。
When you are alive, you're already dead.
Are you the dying living man?
你是不是这个活着的死人？
Or you are the living dying man?
或者是一个活着将要死的人？
上帝的眼中，
In the eyes of God,
该隐或者是死了。
While Cain is alive, he's really dead.
亚伯死了是或者。
While Abel is dead, he's really alive.
这两句话什么意思呢？
What does these two sentences mean?
Where are you, Adam?
亚当，你在哪里？
The demand of the responsibility.Of the vertical personal relationship between man and God.
上帝对我们的要求是直线性的，是我们跟上帝的直线要关系。
God asked the second question, "Where is your brother?"
当上帝问第二个问题，你的弟兄在哪里的时候
，demand of the responsibility of the horizontal relationship between man and man.
上帝要求我们人与人之间平线的这个关系。
实现与神的关系破裂的时候，
When our relationship vertically with God is broken,
我们的罪背叛上帝。
Our sin will make us rebel against God.
当人与人的关系破裂的时候，
But when our horizontal relationship is broken,
是我们的罪性不尊重我们的朋友。
Our sin enables us to look down on our friends.
律法赐下来的时候，
And when the law is given to us,
第一条说爱你的上帝。
The first sentence says, "Love your God."
你的上帝是独一的上帝。
Your only God.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱你的上帝。
With all your heart, with all your mind, strength, and spirit.
第二条诫命说什么呢？
The second commandment.
你要爱邻舍如同自己。
You are to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
所以亚当的罪，
so the sin of Adam,
该隐的罪，
the sin of Cain,
就是这个世界没有可能有一个好的国度。
created a situation where there's no good human kingdom.
因为人离开了上帝,
For
we left God,
there are no eternal wisdom.
当一个人杀死他的同辈的时候,
when a person is able to murder another
哪里来的公平呢?
One, there is no justice.
今天的政府,
so the government today,
与神的关系是隔绝的,
is not related with God.
今天的政权,
the political power today is not one with the people. The kingdom of the world cannot be formed properly. Tonabe says,
in these 6,000 years,
在6,000年,
all government claim they are seeking after the equality and the righteousness.
所有的政府都宣称他们在寻求平等跟公平。
They never achieve their dream.
但是从来没有能够实现这个梦想。
Righteousness and the equality never happened in any society in this world.
这世界上的社会没有一个有正义跟平等。
所以耶稣对你们说,
So Jesus said to you,
耶稣教导我们说,
When he taught us,
你们要如此祷告,
You are to pray in this manner.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
今天我就要结束了。
I am going to end.
我先把这句话的前提讲出来了。
I have given you the first portion of this.
下个礼拜我要很严正地对你们讲, 什么叫做愿你的国降临。
Next week we go into further detail. What does it mean to say your kingdom come?
基督徒活在世界上,
when Christians are living on the world,
向往未来的世界,
we are to look forward to the kingdom to come.
基督徒在人生的道路上旅行,
and as we journey in our life,
我们要宣慕将来的家乡,
we are to look forward to the kingdom that
should
come. May your kingdom come.
你满足这个社会吗?
Are you satisfied with society?
如果你满足因为你过得比别人更好的生活而别人痛苦你不了解所以你暂时满足。
For the meantime, you may be satisfied because you live a better life than others.
盼望新加坡的人,
may Singaporeans
跑去古巴走走,
go to Cuba,
跑去印尼最穷的地方看看,
to the poorest place in Indonesia,
跑去最不公义的国家去,
to countries where are great injustice,
伊朗伊拉克去看那些 斗杀的宗教狂热人士所做的事,
to Iran and Iraq to see the terrorists and all these religious fanatics,
你就更明白这一两个礼拜要讲的这句话。
Then you will appreciate more what we preach for the last 2 weeks. Your kingdom come.